On behalf of Lion's Roar Dharma Center, I'd like to welcome people. Some people are very familiar with the temple. Some people are brand new. Welcome newcomers. I'm delighted to have Kenshin Rinpoche here to give a talk on healing, and tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, a Medicine Buddha initiation. We're also really blessed to have Geshe Sewang and the monastics connected with the school and our institute who have completed the Medicine Buddha Sand Mandala, which this year is on the floor, so people can visit or circumambulate if you haven't already after the talk. The mandala and the practice and the talk are part of our healing program at the Dharma Center here. We are training people as Buddhist chaplains. We're training people to do Medicine Buddha practice for others, and we are sponsoring Medicine Buddha practice twice a month now, on Friday evenings, and all people are welcome to that. Rinpoche is interested in having discussion and questions and answers. I believe his English is very good, but he also has the aid of our friend Zering, who's been here. Really glad he's here. So without further ado, I'd like to say how much, again, that I'm grateful for Kenshin Rinpoche to be here. He gave the first initiation we've done at this temple of Vajrasattva, Dorje Zenpa, and we'll be giving a Medicine Buddha here. So he's part of our lineage teachers connected with the temple here, and I'm delighted to see him again. Welcome.
Okay, Tashi Dele, everybody. I will say some words in English, and then actually my talk I will speak in Tibetan, and Tsering will interpret. Okay, that's okay, right? Yeah. So I'm very glad to come back again this center. We are not sure exactly last time when I was here. I think, 2016, right, 15, yeah. So it's been almost 3 years. And thanks for Lama Jimbala to organize the Ngari Institute programs here to do the Sand Mandalas and those things. And also I want to say thanks for the Geshe Tenwala and all the Geshe-las from their very hard work to order to make possible for this program. And also some of you guys I know, some of them didn't know. So I will just say short instruction about myself, okay? I'm from Sera Monastery, same as Geshe Tsewang and other monks. I became monks when I was 8, and first I was in Debu Monastery for 8 years, then 1988 I was moved to Sera Monastery because of recognition of the Kenshin Rinpoche. So Kenshin Rinpoche the monastery is Sera. So I moved to Sera Monastery, and I graduated Gishi in 2001. And then I came to United States. I mean, I moved to United States in 2005. Since 2005, my main residence is in California. I think 3-4 times I visited the Lama Jimbala Center, right? Yeah, once I think instruction about Vajrasattvas, and once I gave the initiations for Vajrasattva, and one I couldn't remember the topic. So I'm very glad to meet you all here today, and tomorrow morning we have the Medicine Buddha initiations. So see you tomorrow again. So that's my just short instruction about myself. So now I will try to sit with today's topic. Today's topic is healing in Buddhist tradition, right? So I will try to explain as much as possible. Tonight's a little bit nervous. Gishila is very scholarly. So in our monastery custom or traditions, if someone who is senior and junior must nervous. So Gishila is way senior than me, so I'm a little bit nervous to give a talk to you guys, okay? This Korosuki topic did the healing in the Buddhist tradition, like that. That is the Nangchugi Tony Deatang Yung Tap to Sure, Deatang Sojong Chetang Seruji. That is going to be a Tundung Jushua Chegura. That is Dang and Zugi Karsuka, healing Sidu, Tap Chad or Shahad or the Chitang Yung Dachina. Any Lukam de Dalia, Mang Chigi that shared Chidan Yungda Chena did Shigiro, Lukam de Dang Yungajila.
So, as you know, like at the topic of tonight, healing in Buddhist tradition. Now, according to the Buddhist understanding in terms of the healing, one aspect of the healing is confined within the norms of physical healings.
Any healing say sigiyena any ya chik sem da dewa yena yang men na sem da lusim ni ga da dewa yena sen da sam lo tang dang da den di ji ti wa da den di sum si yung gro was
now so as mentioned earlier, one aspect of healing is a physical well-being, and so here healing in its Tibetan sense, it's not just a physical nourishment, rather more holistic approach of overall development of physical well-being. Now, with this sense, with this also tackle with a few more different aspects, such as speaking of healings, it's not just only confined within the norms of physical alignment or the well-being, but it is also the mental or the conscious healings, or it could be a combination of the physical and mental healings.
So generally, we should think about, right? What's healing? Just healing for just physical, or just mental, or both? So if we think just physical healings, that subhugi deyatan chikpo dawji, ani lava yena ta penang azu ta ne mangbuji junga da dey dijuge suzugi lukam da dey dijuge ne mangbuji tang azu member ten men tong ta chige ne ngwe sema simchiyo na takjera chi ne ngonzi chi ta shakjo tang ala soba ta kanda chi subuliya ne thatabliya ani ta menju ta dam da mangbu chi ne ta mangbuji ta menju chi thugu yores.
Now, speaking of physical healings, like a healing from any types of disease. So in order to heal from the disease, there are different traditions, methods to overcome from a specific pathology of the particular types of the one's body. And by relying on the physician's diagnosis and so forth, one can heal traditions, right? So that's the one way to heal it, is consulting the physicians, and depending on the physician's diagnosis, one can heal from a particular disease one has, and there are so many diseases, right?
Ta ne mang che de la da ngaju chi dang gi chi lu gi men jue chi na re da kan me su 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 tu ma ti je pha ba yin na pe me ta o ta da chi ja ga yin na ayurvedic se da o ta kan su lung ba su 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 li ya ani chi di tu mu ma yin me men jue chi la so ba de gi to ne ne mang bu chi na tha gi yo re ne ba mang bu chi me tong ani men jue chi de chi ne tha gi yo re se yan yin na yang ta kan da ne tham chi ne yong zu chik tang ma ji ta su tu gu yo mar ba ta mixe da wo de da ne khari na tha thoe de da khang shi de ta khang da ne di lu nga zu ge healing se di suk pu khonal teng gi yo na wa ani ne ba ne shi yo ye de ne ba chik pa chik jang che ne jung dang de chik pa chik jang che ta chi gi ani chik khar su go la cha jen da wo de khang ga chik pa chik jang yo ken chi ni le ya ani kha chik din yin nan ne chik men ju chik ba chen ya ne thak ji yung thu wa ane kha chik ta rik chik sen ta ne ba do pe ra ni sha wa na ne chik ba chik jang che chung dang de chik ba chik jang che ane chik su bu ge de dang dang ane chik cho we cha jen dang ta khu yu dang zo khang ga chik ba chik jang yue na yang ane kha sa chik ane men ju che de chen ne le chue thu ba yung gu yo re ane kha chik ane kha sa chik chue ma thu ba de ne yung gu du wa sa.
So different traditions offer their methods for healing from the disease, right? Such as in Tibetan traditions, we have Tibetan science of healings, and for the Indian Ayurvedic traditions, and so forth. All different. Countries or traditions, they have its own method for healings. Now, with this, if we put in one scenario, for example, does any of those tradition can heal all the disease or not, right? Or like if we put in a scenario, a two person. They have a same physical problems, and both of those two persons have the equal conditions, resources. So if those two persons undergoes the same treatments, so will those two people recover from their disease? Or is it possible that One answer could be yes, both can recover because they have the same disease, because they have the same treatment, and they have the same resources, right? So wouldn't be also a possible that, like in a different scenario, one people get healed and another person doesn't much effect for that treatment. It's also possible, right? Now, if both people get healed, then it's well and good, right? But what about the other case, right? Out of one person, like if one healed and one doesn't, then it intrigues what's really wrong. Like, so it's not just a relying on the medicine or other conditions is not good enough to heal. There must be a something else, right? Otherwise, they both have giving all the similar scenarios, but one has not been affected. So this really in the Buddhist science of healing, explore more in depth about the unforeseen condition or causes of those problems. So this, in terms of the Buddhist analysis, the science of inquiry, when a person gets sick, so by presenting all the conducive conditions based on the physical and material level, but still person is not get healed, then it must be tackled in terms of the more mental levels. So with this, exploring more on the mental level, the mind, right? The mind, something to do with the mind. So therefore, in the whole, the basis for the Buddhist foundation in terms of related with the mind, right? They how to cultivate the science of the inner healings. Inner healing refers to the mind.
Ta khangal le dan dewa yo re sro wa le de dewa yo de ta le sa ya di ta jungrim dewa di thu und su su la thu yo ba ta su su gi sem la thu yo ba ta di chik ten de ya la jun yin kor shen gro nga zo kho ko zo shen ten de ya la jun yin kor shen und ta khanda zo zo thu sa de dan de mari ba la thu yo ba ta khanda nga zo gi che de le ya ani Diji Chijung Kandiji Nari Dungan Chijung Kandiji Nari Kangas and Susu Che Simbe Lady Latini Chunguyovati Number Sanjibi the Chi and Karsuber Legendary Namshasanari Akata Tatsuda within the Jorvas.
So with this, understanding of the whole trajectory of the science of the healing, it really underlines the message of what those problems are caused, and if those problems are caused by multitude of action or karma, and what karma to be cultivated in the first place is the a mind. Speaking of the illness, it's the ignorance grasping at the self. That's a Buddhist terminology. Ignorance grasping at the self is the fundamental cause of all the unpleasant
Tadi hindu kanda nangsem la. Jigi ngazugi healings la du. Chi menju chikpo gi ta kanda nedu kanga. Ani jaje jadamba se thugur besena. Se thug maris. Mitu wa khare esena. Ani rikchik chajin chigi chajin lugam da dewa yu jodi chajin chikpa chigi yuena yang. Ani le sabi ta ya ju tawa se goro ta ko yongwa ki le sa ma sa ta tende le kheba dugu yores ti indyo khanda ani le dan dewa yores le sa ya di tanda shu na dan zim mari wal thu yores ta mari ba se undi ta khanda sem da dewa yowa ji ti se bu res.
So now with this we can conclude that we can conclude that any disease that we have, to heal from the any disease, just relying on the physical level and the relying on the material level are not good enough to heal from the source. Right? The healing from the source is an essential element of the Buddha science of the healing, because the true cause, when we look at the causal levels, it really underlines the ignorance grasping of the self. Therefore, to truly heal, right, then one must tackle from the root cause, right? The root cause. So speaking of the root causes, again, like we are It's the expression of the mental cultivations. It's again the mind. So therefore, to express this art of healing, it must be speaking from the mental levels.
Susu sasin be lady ta yoba cherwa lady ki ta condition se gorbe ta chajen da wo de zomba yina ani lady ta karwa mami basig marta ani mingu yores mingu de ta di doya di ta menju chibu ga do chi menju chibu chene lukam da dewa yu chu ge chi ta kare do healthy food saging scenario the vitamin in this again scenario, the Nichik Talung Gumgin scenario, Yoga Damar Tigrota, Yoga Tigin scenario, the exercise that Karichigin scenario, Kanda, Karimo Karichena, Yang, Dig Jawanga Megi, any sassin be lady, Tang would you talk about the troops as soon? Dig Doya Yomaris, Doctor Biomarista, Tangazum Kare Matam, Miju Tela, and the Dibugangi dog was in a co condition, Kanga Dum Sasuna, any Dibu Mamiba.
So when one committed an action and that action leaves a potency, and when that potency meets all the conducive conditions, then definitely that potency will produce a sprout, similar nature of that action. And then it was beautifully stated by a Buddhist, one of the greatest Buddhist logician, Dignak, in his text, that when all the conducive conditions are ravined, none other force can prevent its happenings. So now with this, having a good diet, right, whole food, or relying on the to have a supplement as vitamins, and exercise, yoga, and so forth. All those are good, but it's not good enough to tackle all the disease. Some disease, either it could be acute or chronic, but it's even manifest physical level. It manifests in that way, but actually the root cause is not just those physical, all the material level, but it's more innate, more mental levels. So therefore, to heal such type, we must tackle from the mind.
The day in the other healing, healing, say on the any tapenang to Mela, Sanje Mela, Chokatang, Sanje Mela, Nasa, Nare, Sanje Mela, Gomde, Tiniche, Yorwa. This Sundung Mazuta, Chida Yondang, Pebanang Lord, and Yonda Dola, Sanje Mela, then a net hard over somebody, Lamza, Lamza. Chicken neck or some other some look tangamaris, chung yondado. Tangune, corong, chogangune, gum, and a chick, corongi pen, layas, tundang, nela, pen, then the penguris. Yena, so the two sum ginnecks. And it toba coronal, two sum ne se, sanje me last lani, sunguris, two sum lound, the chamang mosum. And it that was a neric shijata she in a hurry to get tower to sadi. Ani toksum la thuyo re esne ta nangchu ni ta kharla gore de healing chi healing tam ji dig mares ani nangge healing che gures nangge healing sena ta nangge ani tawa nyimu thusum dil ani ngongo che thwa che gures ani nyimu thusum thusum na ne ta zo di dangji mari bola thuyo re es.
So even in within a Tibetan community and many Tibetan believes that just by reciting the mantras of Medicine Buddha and reciting Sadhana, it helps to heal. But, I mean, like, I don't know how much that will really impact, but I believe it has some effect. But, like, I mean, to heal in its true meaning, one must be a logical, reasonable, and should be examined in terms of those cohesive steps that one approach for the one's own healing or healings of others, particularly when we're speaking of like the healings. So in the Buddha sort of talking about inner healings. And when we speak of the medicine Buddha, we are when we say medicine, so medicine for what? The disease. And speaking of the disease, we call it like disease caused by three poisonous mind. And those three poisonous mind are craving attachment, anger agitation, and ignorance. And medicine Buddha is, this Buddha provides a medicine to heal from those three poisonous mind. And out of those three poisonous mind, the fundamental ignorance grasping the self is the root cause. Therefore, speaking of any types of healing, we must examine, we must see through the lens of the inner trajectory of the science of healings. Otherwise, just like a patch up, like a, right? Otherwise, like a, just speaking of the healing, it's just a physical patch up, but to be healed in its true sense must be nourished from the inside.
Ani jidangi ngaju mela ge choga dumba tang ta mela nga sa ba de de liya ani chig ne ba ne jung da ne ba zada de de liya ngaju shatin che ta lama ina ngaju ngara we nge mo ja ge ro mo ja de ne ba le shatin ani mela pa gi ro ta never thought I'd tell Tom Shab, then Mela Pogir, Mela Pond, and Chogadan, then the paint and the Pengy Oris. And it should Pengy Maris over the Pengy Oritas.
But I'm not denying the whole like validity of the sadness and the ritual aspects, right? So, I mean, like, I feel confident that those relying on those sadness and doing the recitations, those do have. The positive energies that could heal from the unforeseen factors, right? Because sometimes, like, people come to see me to do a divination, and then I do divination, and then the result of when I read the divination, so it comes to the medicine Buddha puja. So, like, I mean, to some extent, yes, to some extent, those sadhanas and the recitation of the text and so forth do have some, it has its own place and the roles.
That is the melagi ngaju ta healing sejor ba ta injikel healing in chisik ta ngal melagi heal che zo di ta one tanda kharsu gor ta khorong gi ningwe dau jor ba ningwe dau di ta thusum gi ne se che to res ani ya ta ngaju chowe chowa di du gi ne chik ne chira ba den de yor ba di zo se di ko kharsu gor ta Ningu senareta di gobatadu de mares.
Now, for example, medicine Buddha. We can also say it's a healing Buddha, right? So healing Buddha. So speaking of the healing Buddha, it's this healing Buddha is in its true sense, heal from the inner source. So therefore, this medicine Buddha, when one cultivate its veneration to medicine Buddha, it gives the inner strength to cultivating the inner healings, right? Healing from the three poisonous mind, right? So, physical alignment, pathologies, those we can heal from relying on the medical science or seeing the physicians, right? But so as Ramachandra mentioned earlier, so we can make the distinction, the physical healings with the inner healings. Physical healings we can go and see the doctors, right? But to heal from the inside, then heal from the three poisonous mind.
Healing di ani nat sanga nga jo ki cho chowa di du senare ne du dun jo ani lukam chik bol la temba member di jumje ro chik di cherwa shen sem la dewa yoba di tani samlo tang tang gerwa ta samlo tang cho ki ani chabar chimbo yoba de ta nga jo ha gu res
now with this my major an important point that I'm trying to underline here is speaking of the healings, inner healing, it's more vital than the just the physical patch-ups. Right? Now with this, earlier we make a distinction between physical healing with the mental healings. Now with this, we can also extend the healing in terms of emotional healings. Right? Now speaking of emotions, we can be happy, we can be too broad side happy and sufferings, right? Happy or unhappy. And lots of gray, right, in between. So then again, it's really how to tackle those aspects, the emotional healings.
Tabena ne kalor da chimbu shivu dene mena ne dugja shivu dene mena ne chungu dene liya ani kansa kashi ge ani chunu su tu gumu duas kashi ne chunju jina na ngal samlo tang tang ro kashi ge tando ne ngal kharchin chungu ro samlo korea ro posu tang ta ne chunju jepe chamba da wot thawa da wot dene pare ne dene jina ani chik su ma tu ba dene ani kashi ani chik ne test chik karla gorda karo da dhabo yena ge accept che thwe chi chik samlo tang dang ge tende yung du was
so for the emotional healings it's really one of the strongest tools that we can employ is the perspective in terms of how you handle your emotions. If we handle the emotions well, then it will minimize the impact. For example, some people, even a person who had just a fever, and then if that person magnifies the effect of that fever, why me? Right? Then that can increase the effect of that, even if it's just minor cold. Right? On the other hand, if someone undertaking some a serious problem, but if that person adopts a right attitude, right, and if that person wisely handle that situation, then it could minimize the effect. So speaking of emotion, emotion itself is a very complex, intricate. Therefore, handling with the adopting a right perspective to have a wiser attitude, how to handle the situation could totally minimize the effect.
Then I joined some carsure and nonchuna latin de sungur bata. Tonglengor sungur, tonglengor. Tonglengor son de bena neda which susu neda which chungbaina. And in some lotang down namju chidang some lotang down the madam chin, some lotang down here, ne di nedi susu accept chin. Nedi susu chunga di susu gita color chick masuba de macheva chin. Except che o mate tharun ani samlo tang dang ji ani chi mi ba jang dang da wo ji sim jin tham je gi ani dung ne ani nge ne di kho chho ba shu sin ne su dung ne chu le ya en su su di ji ta chi jong khan de jo na di ba sim jin ta ya den de gi ani nyam len che sung gu yo re se di samlo che jong ten den che ba yo re.
So another way to tackle emotion is in Buddhist term, we call like dongling, giving and taking. But in its true sense, like a first step is acceptance. I mean, this is our life. It's a roller coaster, right? So when we are down, when we have problems, first step is to accept the situations, accept the reality. Because it's right in front of you. There's no point of denying, rather to accept. When you accept, what happens, it broadens from the within. You have more space to embrace others. So when we say like, you have more space to embrace others, because you accept the situations, then you, when you have this space, it creates a, it broadens the space within you, so you can generate a positive or loving energies for others. So it's only you can generate those positive and loving energies for others. It really follows with your acceptance.
Jenge lamdo cherisinida, di susugi ngonen che, ane di karta dunge chijung khande jena, dunge di masimje thamje ge, ane dunge kocho wa shosene, ane samlo dende tang baye na, ane samlo tang cho di ge wangi susu yena yang, ane ngueso, ane dunge chiyang dores.
So in its, there's a Buddhist a concept we call that transforming the adverse circumstances into more conducive conditions. Whether you use this Buddhist term or not, like a tonglen or not, in our day-to-day life, just being a human, we have feeling as long as we are human beings, so we have a feelings. Speaking of feelings, of course, sometimes we get there will be a painful feelings, right? So whenever there's a painful feeling, this painful moment is your adverse circumstances, right? So instead of denying how I can take advantage of this pain, is first step is to accept. When you accept this pain, then it lets you see a different landscape of this pain in a different dimensions. And when you see this whole different landscapes of this pain, then it helps to broaden one's within. And it not only create a space to generate positive feelings for others, but it also gives a power. We call it like a we call it like superior intentions, to really caring for the well-being of others. This caring for the well-being for others is really a manifest with your strength. And that strength lies on that first step of acceptance. And this whole process is, we call it transforming the adverse circumstances into more conducive for you.
And Tarun yung gado chikuris ta kogab rasungs ta nga di pena susule nedu da udinde chung udinde chewe kab la yina ta samlu ta nga yoris tonglen chana chaya yoris nedu di gisim jing tam jing nedu kocho wa shos ane chik nedu da udinde chaya mewa che ane di jita denba yudu kogab di yungu yo marwa ta kanta jenge kang chung na yang dila ane lamsang ane karsu gore lamla che tuya ki
So, like now speaking of in this traditions, Tonglen traditions, the practitioners of the higher levels, like
Lojong Lo,
or the Lojong practitioners, the masters in that particular traditions, like those masters reach at a certain level, they feel joyful when they encounter adverse circumstances. Because those only then those adverse circumstances test our inner ability. Those adverse circumstances create a platform where you can truly and sincerely execute what one have learned so far. So therefore those practitioners feels are joyful because this particular condition gives for him or her a chance to practice in a sincere manner. Therefore, they feel joyful. It's important to acknowledge that, in our life, when everything goes smooth and fine, there is the vulnerability that we might get weak inside. There's one English expression I forgot. When good tree can be rotten with the thick bark, right? So I forgot this English expression. But there's if everything is smooth in your life. But there is it will not give you a chance to get learn a tough things because everything is so smooth, right? But when you encounter adverse circumstances, then another perspective you look at it is it's giving you opportunity to grow inside, right? To grow and to face the harder realities. So, I'm sure you have heard this teaching, 7 points of mind training, right? In the 7 points of mind training, there's one point is transforming the adverse circumstances into a more conducive.
Yes.
The reason why I'm explaining this mind training aspect is to get to the point of how one can broaden one's scope in terms of handling your emotions, handling our emotions.
Tak tak gugu mewah, pasu kondo sange ke 콘도 제세기 강사 되기 삼로 당초 제발 임바디야 데네세보 하고 그러봤어.
So, like the one interesting analogy employed in the Buddhist science is the study on the nature of the hatred, right? So, in a conventional world, when a person, let's say, put the alphabetic, right? When a person A gets anger, hate to a person B. So from the person A's point of view, that person truly hates that person B because that person A thinks that he is the bad person. Because that person is bad, there's a badness within that person, therefore I get agitated, angry. So Buddha's understanding is that's not the case. Because like if that person is truly bad, then they put the four different people. It is possible that Mr. A gets hate to the Mr. B, but Mr. C loves Mr. B. Mr. D could be like his best friend. Mr. D thinks that person is really a loving person. So like it's possible in a like right. So therefore this it's like this the hatred. That I am harbored within me, it's my mind. It's not from that person. There is no intrinsic hate element from that person. Otherwise, it would be like same for other BCD persons. But it's I'm the one who harboring those negative energies within me that blocks to see, right? That whole change the lens to that person's head. So again, it's this underlying message. It's just like how we are, because mind is fragile. Therefore, applying different techniques of like imploring relative notions, different perspectives, and so forth.
Tadi angkanda sembi, macam sembi samlo tangcho dale keba yawa tende res.
So yes, like it is truly with the how we can tackle with the emotions. It's really mind, how we tackle the mind.
Tadi ni angkanda sanje mela pena sanje mela ganda angkanda healing chase lah. Nada sanje mela ganda tadangnya roll shoot time ba sanje mela ganda healing chase saya di mana ninggu mana di tadangnya karla korre tad neda cuna sanje mela gomde chase wata wo. Nede chuna sa men de tungo na sanje mela nga sa go ya do chi ta ya ne da de chuna sanje mela ge choka tang go ya do ta tinde chi mares sanje mela ge ta ka nyam len che se di ani khansa cheda ba chi ani chi ta lam thum wa ne che nyam len che ne ya sanje ge sala dwe ge lam jirim ba nal pha des nyam len che go ya ji res chi dang.
So, so from this onwards, we must broaden our limits for the benefit of medicine Buddha. So some people, like Rinpoche even mentioned, like even within the Tibetan community, speaking of medicine Buddha, we only think that if I pray to medicine Buddha, then it will help my heal from my disease, my physical like problems. But as mentioned earlier, like a medicine Buddha, a true benefit of medicine Buddha is healing from the three poisonous mind. That is the ultimate benefit of medicine Buddha. And in this process of healing from the three poisonous mind, one progress on the spiritual path up to the enlightenment. That's a true benefit, the underlying benefit of the medicine Buddha. And of course, if one prays with the right motivations to the medicine Buddha and does the sadhanas, of course they have its own benefit, right? Those sadhanas, they have its own place. But the true benefit of medicine Buddha is healing from the three poisonous mind.
And 아니 지금 왕 토바던데 중나 아니 소소를 중화이나 아니 지금 어다 지금 지망에서 제 먹고 왔다 아니 지금 제가 모두 함이 제 토야다 아니 매력이 신경을 제발 소바던데 이게 표현된데 요리스
So in Medicine Buddha, a sutra mentions many different benefits of hearing the names of the Medicine Buddha, hearing the recitations of the Yata Sadhana, and reciting the mantra, seeing the mandala of the Medicine Buddha, and so forth. So there are countless benefits, such as like it helps to migrate in higher migration in the next life, and possibly in the Medicine Buddha's of pure land, and so forth. So all those are, I mean, like just like all those benefits are mentioned in the sutra of the Medicine Buddha.
Hmm. That is, if you consider that Gomde Rao Che Rao Dang Nga Dang, then the Sadhu Ani Chik Rani Chik Bui Che Rao Dang Ani Chik Tian Ani Chik Che Dinang Ge.
All those benefits, right? One must have proper motivations for engaging in the practice of medicine Buddha. So what is the proper motivation? The proper motivation is, since this is a teaching, first of all, medicine Buddha sadhana is a Buddhist teaching, therefore, at least in order to be a Dhamma practice, one should not do this for the one's own selfish interests. Right? I'm doing this for myself. Right? So, if one truly grasps well-being alone for this life, then that's not a Dhamma practice. So therefore, to be a Dhamma practice, one should motivated for the next life, right? And this is not just a Buddhist teaching, this is a Mahayana Buddhist teaching. Therefore, in Mahayana, there's no space for me or I myself. In Mahayana teaching, I'm doing this for the well-being of all mother dear sentient beings. I'm doing this medicine Buddha's practice for the benefit of all dear mother sentient beings. Now, this Medicine Buddha is not just a Mahayana teaching. This practice is also a Tantra teaching. Therefore, one must have a stronger sense of responsibility that I must take this task above my shoulder to emancipate the sufferings of all dear mother sentient beings. And that intensity of this compassion must be within us, a very intense compassion. I must work for the well-being of other beings. For this reason, I'm going to engage in this Medicine Buddha. So this should be the proper motivations to engage in this practice. So in one of the in Tibetan text is a tuji kun la nyomba. Tuji means compassion, kun means all, nyomba means equal. So Medicine Buddha's compassion is unbiased, unconditional. it's equal for all beings. So as long as we have the right ring, medicine Buddha has a compassionate hook to emancipate us. So important to have this proper motivations.
And it sends them to being in Rudumi says, Melegi, Tang, Melegi, Tanga, the Nitogatam Jigani, and in Hindu Gudumi Saturis.
Tensam Turbe, Nyendu, Tensam Turbe,
Nyendu Dumisel.
Tensam means mere hearing the names. Then Nyendu
Dumisel.
Nyendu Dumisel. Nyendu means lower migrations. Dunge means the suffering. Sel means the emancipate. So just hearing the mere, just names of medicine Buddha, just hearing the names of medicine Buddha, the eight medicine Buddha, it helps to dispel the sufferings of low migration. So those are the benefits of the medicine Buddha, even just hearing the names, with the right motivation.
Then it tusum ne says, tusum ge ne se we ani sanje menjil has.
Tuksum ne se. Thank you, menjil has. Tuksum means three poisonous. Tuksum, ne cell. Ne means the disease. Cell means to dispel. Then Mangala means the medicine Buddha. So it means medicine Buddha, you are the one who helps or dispels the three poisonous mind and conventional disease too.
Tusung ne se se ati ta chilap ki se yomarwa ta nangbe korangi chi domshi ra ochana tusung se ati ta susurangi tambo thewa che tene samba che tene gom che tene susuki julia tokwa che ne ne tokwa kumbe che ne ne ya dogwe tini ta kanda tanda dor dina sanje mela ki ta pe anda shuvana shi che mangbo yewa che tena ta zo sungai zo zo di ta tusum ji ne se de sungu yore de tusum ji ne se dan da odi ta chuna di wa tru imitation la na jin jin su su gi ani chue tu chue nyam len chi chu gom ani khar so da chu je tu mar ani nyam len chi ne ya do go de ji re sa ta nge tharing de she de tham de sha gi.
So now it looks like a, just even though this the expression, right, it says like a the medicine Buddha, you will dispel the sufferings of the, you will dispel the three poisonous mind, right? And so we have to reinterpret, like it's not like a medicine Buddha, it helped you to dispel the three poisonous mind. It is the us, that's our job to dispel. We have to walk from the within. We have to take a step in our spiritual practice in the right direction to dispel, to countermeasure the three poisonous mind with the skillful minds. So if we approach in this manner, then definitely one will receive the blessing of medicine Buddha additionally to truly emancipate from the three poisonous mind. So with this, I urge all of us to cultivate this healing energy for the well-being of all mother sentient beings. And with this note, I would like to end here.
And sani sani generally yunge chogi teacher gores karse ten gores.
Yes sir. And those who are interested to take part for the tomorrow's initiation, subsequent permission, it's a refrain from the non-veg diet. So in other words, tomorrow those who wants to take part should adopt a vegetarian no meat, no, okay, vegetarian, okay, so this is a wrong translation. No meat, no garlic, onions, those are vegetarian. Okay,
plus eggs,
right?
Okay.
So we call it like black food, refrain from the black food. Black food refers to no meat, no garlic, no onion, no eggs. Milk?
No, I
know
what
ghee is. Ghee, yeah. Okay. Dairy, okay. Then warm up.
Oh,
the jam, right? Dairy is okay. The ghee. Yeah, gratitude. Okay.
Onions, garlic, meat, eggs. Those four you have to.
The same.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rinpoche. Mm. Do we have like 15 minutes
for a few questions?
Sure. Yeah. Mm. So, Patty's going to pass around this small mic. You can hold up. And since we only have short time and Sari might translate, please, like, short question. Like, so you give time for other people too. How's that? Okay.
Somebody that hasn't had a question. Just somebody who hasn't had a question. I'm going to come to you. Is anybody else?
Okay. Thank you so much, Rinpoche, for that wonderful, helpful lecture. Can you give some recommendations for examples of how we can use Medicine Buddha practice regularly in our lives?
Regular in a life they have many Medicine Buddha practice book. You can look at it. And some are very short, not very long. And the generals, many of sadhanas, particularly the tantric, pretty much same, how to call it, same...
Structure?
The format,
the structure is the same.
The most important thing is, the first refuge, then the generating bodhicitta, and then... So when you take refuge, we used to it, right? So we think taking refuge is so easy, right? Actually, if you have more time, if you want to do extensive about the taking refuge, only one verse you can do huge. I mean, you can have the visualization about that refuge tree. It's going to be amazing if you're able to do that every detail. So I mean, the most important thing is whether sadhana is short or long, it doesn't matter. You have to have perfect visualizations. Start from taking refuge, then generating bodhicitta, then seven lamp prayers, then generating medicine Buddhas, and then karsa yusetun tu che mi bad che ro
re re yiri nalol ta tande di che
che da lego dange gomdi che ve kala thambu jamro dingro wa deni sem je che deni yala dumba deni chokshin se ta be ani su su melal che ta ve je le ani yuse gi tun tu che ni en mi ba chong ya ani nga sa ya ro da ta ga de chowa ji du ke ba yo ma re sa di sam lo ta de rob chi ha kho ne ani ta ni ma ta wa dung ge na re dun da ji tha chi dung ge na re ta ga tu ju ba ga dung ge sam lo ta de ke chim bu re
sa so like irrespective of whether the sadhana itself is a long or short, few things are important, such as to have the knowledge on those proper steps, and those proper steps are the chairs similar to the older tantric sadhana, such as like the most important thing is to have a right motivations, like a taking refuge, generating altruistic mind, the bodhicitta, then the seven limbs of the offerings, seven limbs practice, then the visualizing the medicine Buddha, and emanating light and nectar like shower, visualizing cleansing this process. So if one remembers and the recitation of the mantra, so if one knows those outlines, then whenever and wherever one can do this practice, it's most important thing is doing this mentally, right? Doing this mentally. So this is important. So if one, of course, it will be difficult at the initial level, But if you get used to it, you can take this as a part of your daily practice.
Mm-hmm. Hello. I was wondering, is the medicine Buddha practice, can it be used towards animals with illnesses or injuries?
Sure. Yeah. You can use it. When we have a cuddle like that, we sit down to the cuddle of something. Yeah, when we example like become a medicine Buddha, right? Meditate on the medicine Buddha, then we visualize receiving nectars and purifying negativity, so those things, right? Those things you can imagine or you can visualize all sentient beings. If you have a particular animals or particular family members, friend who are very sick or need the help or something, you can visualize. Yeah.
Anybody else?
There are so many people that I know that are sick or in poverty. When I do the medicine Buddha practice, there are too many. I cannot hold, my concentration is too weak. Mm-hmm. I cannot hold them all in my mind. So I'm going here and there, yeah, and I'm counting and shooting out, but it seems that I am being ineffective because there are too many sick people. Mm-hmm. What do you suggest?
Yeah, it seems like that. Yeah, seems like what you said. But all sentient beings, right? When we talk about all sentient beings, they are countless. Not just talking about the United States, not just talking about this planet. So if you compare all sentient beings, you have a good motivation like, okay, I will do medicine, Buddha's mantra, reciting medicine Buddha mantra, or practice the medicine Buddha. You have to have a motivation for all sentient beings. And I think you can adjust it. And sometimes many of us, we want to have effect right away. we need to see the result right away, right? That sometimes possible, and many times it's not possible, like a practice like a Lenin Medicine Buddha or any others practice. Our guru, right? Buddha Shakyamuni. Buddha Shakyamuni, Keba Thangme Sum Tso Sasguru.
Accumulated the merit for three great eons.
Eons, okay. That's our Buddha. Yeah, So sometimes we might lose the patient. Okay, I didn't get that result. And if you read the Buddha's biography, right? Buddha's lives, then you can understand how. And one another thing they're saying, like, if you have a good able to generate the bodhicitta, whether you are achieve enlightenment or not, your duty is to serve sentient beings. Whether you already passed the enlightenment or not, your duty is same. So it's our motivation or the way of our thinking, you know. So it is not necessary to benefit. I mean, example like you said, right? It is not necessary to see the effect right away. You will get benefit if you have a right motivation to do the right things. It's whether you see the result right away or somebody else see the result or not. It doesn't matter. I believe. You guys can ask also question for Geshe-la too, okay?
Very good. Geshe-la Jada Rinpoche, whoever chooses to answer. Listening to the description of medicine, mm-hmm. it struck me it was very similar to the third noble truth, I believe, that there is a cure to suffering. Would you say that that the practice of medicine Buddha addresses that in a way?
Yes, definitely. It's a, yes. It's a, the logic applies the same. The Four Noble Truth. Its right underlying message is a cause and effect. Cause and effect, right? So, like the Four Noble Truth, really, like the truth of the suffering is originated with the origins. And to eliminate the origin, relying on the path leads to the cessation. So the concept same.
So like a medicine Buddha. So they have a seven different what called dishi dunyo ba?
No sir.
Mela dishi dunyo. No. Mela dishi dunyo kona chogse kora da nyema ani melam chik melam chutab se melam dam da tabe ro ta ani chanju se melam dunzo ani pe kharse kora da. Ane madhu vasi ke mare sikur bata. Then dinde kabl ta melam dinde nanglo le ane chik dhuyung emba dinde lata ane semjen neba le ane di chikin pendo chikin choba chikin seyado dinde ki ta kanda chitang penyon pen mangbu yoris ta penyon hangjang samjen mi jeba mangbu yoris ta ne la penba ta ane chik jawa chima nge sondong mitongwa ta ta ane ya ta shiyan jaya ta tangi shiyun bata dinde pen ta kanzu chik lo na tam
So, like speaking of medicine Buddhas, they're like a, including Buddha Shakyamuni 8, so there are 7 medicine Buddha, right? So with including 8, medicine Buddha Shakyamuni is 8. So those 7, not including Buddha Shakyamuni, there are 7 medicine Buddha or 7 Tathagatas of the healers, right? So those 7. So if I use this Buddha, those 7 medicine Buddhas, they have been cultivated this dedications, and one of the important out of many day prayers, one is. During the time of it's called during the time of degeneration. So it means nowadays, from the Buddhist perspective, we consider this era is we call degenerated eras. So within this time of degeneration, and medicine Buddha pray that the more time gets degenerated, may his power get stronger so that it can really affect the healing process.
Yeah.
Rinpoche says, like out of all those benefits, Rinpoche truly believes in the healing from the 3 poisonous minds. That's very a vital benefit.
Yeah. Yeah, if we want to eliminate all the actual disease, if we are able to eliminate those three poisons, and then we will never sick again. So, practicing the Land of Medicine Buddha, or reciting the Land of Medicine Buddha's Puja, so those effect very, I mean, it's a true benefit. I have seen many sick people when I was in Tibet. And so many people, they have a very strong faith, and they're asking me to check the divinations. So divination is not like whatever I think, right, I can say it. Not like that way. So you have to check the divinations, and you have to read the results. And sometimes sick persons, when they do the divination, and they have to have a prayer for the Medicine Buddha, or the, recite the Medicine Buddha's a mantra, or such prayers, it affect some case right away. It's effect. I mean, it's very. Kalau tak anda di pe tenden juga yang itu ni, neba ngarang musu ni, neba karsu kereta mangbu tu nyu neba ya mau jab tu ni sini sabda ni ya ani cik mele cokat tangan ya tangan mele ngah bumsa kosaya tu ni sabda ni bagus ni ni paham ni neba ani cik mengal yun ni zara tu ni le ya ani cik karsu kereta cik nyurmu thaya tau tu ne yang le doya tau tu menju ani cik success yun ni tenden pengi yuris.
So Rumashe witness firsthand experience that, like by doing the sadhanas and the recitations of the mantras of the Medicine Buddhas with the proper motivations, then Rinpoche witnessed in first experience that the instant effect, people taking surgery, undertaking a surgery, or there's some serious health issues. So Rinpoche witnessed in Tibet. So Rinpoche see the other side of this, the power of the rituals.
Amdo Deval and Mela Tongchu de Mangutangru. Mela Tongchu.
So in the Amdo region, so there is tradition to do like a Tong means a thousand. So doing the thousand times of the sadhanas of the Medicine Buddhas. So.
Thousand offering of Medicine Buddha Puja.
Thank you, Rinpoche, for turning the Dharma wheel. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm wondering, Geshe Sewala, it appears the mandala finished. Would you like to say something about how people could view the mandala if they want to look at it tonight? Would you like to say something about...
So, yeah, so Geshe-la can give a brief introduction.